A brutal murder dims hopes for peace in the Central African Republic. Another tech tool is coming out to nudge Bible engagement. And MNN's Katie Harth visits a ministry in the business of growing leaders in Haiti. This is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. What started as an effort toward unity in the Central African Republic ended in horror. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton explains what happened 2 days ago after a military ceremony in the capital city.
Apparently, shortly after the interim president had left the scene, some of the soldiers there pulled a man apparently out of the crowd who they thought had been part of the rebels and murdered him right there.
It wasn't just the man was murdered in broad daylight, it was the brutality in which he died and the fact that peacekeepers let it happen. This incident shows that
they're still a long way from any kind of peace and stability in the country.
The violence has a lot of elements, some religious, some tribal, and some criminal. One thing that's good about it is
people are thinking about eternity and perhaps even more open than they would normally be to Christian teachings and to the witness of Christian people.
VOM is sending a worker to find the best way they could come alongside believers. In the meantime, will you pray? Next, the eyes of the world are in Sochi, Russia, the site of the 2014 Winter Olympics. Events began yesterday, and so did outreach by evangelical churches in the region. Slavic Gospel Association-supported churches have made it a priority. SGA's Bob Provost is asking you to pray that God will provide opportunities to lead people to Christ. Authorities are warning Christians not to evangelize on the street. Pray also for protection from terrorism. I'll be in Sochi next week. This is Mission Network News. When God calls you, will you have a Jonah-like attitude or will you pour yourself into the task at hand? Mina Strabel, a first-time missionary, is heading to Papua New Guinea with New Tribes Mission this summer. She recognized the need for lost people to hear the gospel.
Just in the course of when I started praying, Lord, you know, do something with this passion, He just started bringing people all over me that seemed to have gone with New Tribes to Papua New Guinea, or we're going to New Tribes Bible Institute, or, you know, all these things that had to do with New Tribes. And I thought, you know what, I'll check it out.
Strabel shares a bit about her two-month trip.
After classes are done in the daytime, we'll actually get to go out into the community and be the hands and feet of Jesus in that place. And so we'll not only get to go and share with them the gospel, but we'll also get to go in and just be kind of a part of their community and help them with whatever they need.
Strabel needs prayer and financial support. Go online for the full story. Meanwhile, have you ever forgotten your Bible? Biblica is launching a brand new website to help you read and listen to Scripture online. Biblica's main website and online store want to give a seamless experience for churches, ministries, and people like you. More than a dozen languages will be available on the new website in the new international version. For information on the new website, just visit missionnetworknews.org. And after more than 40 years in Haiti, Compassion International is still in the business of growing leaders. MNN's Katie Harth wraps up her series from Loganoff.
On the northeast coast of Loganoff lies a tiny village called Trulijan. Through a translator, Compassion's program director tells me what the children of Trulijan face every day.
The children in this area had many problems, economic problem, health problem. No hospital in this area. We must go far from here to find a hospital.
Compassion works with the local church to run feeding programs, provide basic health care, and so much more. You can read the full report on our website. Could you pray for this project today?
I ask you to pray for the pastor, pray for the staff, pray for the children too.
From Loganoff, Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a generous gift, MNN is now offering Congo Dawn, a new best-selling novel from Jeanette Wendell. Though fictional, Congo Dawn gives you a picture of what it was like during rebel insurgencies in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Get Congo Dawn at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.